This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump, before leaving Japan, honored U.S. troops in a belated Memorial Day service on board the USS Wasp in the Pacific. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
An enthusiastic welcome on the amphibious vessel for the Commander-in-Chief and First Lady.
I'm thrilled to be aboard the USS Wasp with the brave sailors and Marines, the 7th Fleet. Special people.
President Trump spoke of the amazing visit that he had with Japan's new emperor and the prime minister, without mentioning lingering disagreements over trade rules and North Korea. And he thanked the 800 service members on the USS Wasp.
Our republic endures because of brave men and women who are willing to lay down their lives to defend us all.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Trump also offered condolences for a deadly stabbing in Japan. And according to AP's Charles de Ledesma, the knife-wielding man has attacked schoolgirls there.
A man carrying a knife in each hand and screaming, "I will kill you," attacked a group of schoolgoers and adults near a bus stop just outside Tokyo, as well as the deaths. Over a dozen were injured, with a school official saying three of the injuries were serious, while the others were not life-threatening. City officials, quoting police, say that the suspect was captured but died from a self-inflicted cut to the neck. Police haven't so far confirmed any specifics about the attacker. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The National Weather Service warns that the severe weather that has ravaged several states in central U.S. since last week is not done. NWS officials say unsettled conditions will bring heavy rain, severe thunderstorms, and flooding from the Texas Panhandle to west central Kansas. The threat will also stretch into Nebraska, Iowa, northern Illinois, and central Indiana. This is VOA News. Israel is moving closer to new parliamentary elections, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu unable to form a government. Netanyahu said on Monday he would continue to try and resolve a deadlock in a coalition crisis and form a new government after Parliament's initial move to dissolve itself. A lot can be done in 48 hours. The voters' wishes can be respected. A strong right-wing government can be established. We can bring stability and a good government to Israel. I hope people come to their senses and do the right thing. Netanyahu cannot form a government without five seats of Avigdor Lieberman's Yisrael Betanu party. Lieberman has demanded passage of a new law mandating that young ultra-Orthodox men be drafted into the Israeli military, like most other Jewish men, while Netanyahu's ultra-Orthodox allies have called for the current draft exemptions to remain in place. Lieberman is vowing to press for new parliamentary elections if his demands are not met. Europe is at a political crossroads as far-right and green parties make big gains in parliamentary elections. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks takes a look.
The country was supposed to have already left the EU, but hasn't been able to decide how, when, or even if it will deliver Brexit.
Thank you.
The new Brexit party of Nigel Farage has humiliated the ruling Conservatives and main opposition Labour Party, according to projections. It looks to have won the most votes, while the pro-EU Lib Dems, Greens and Change UK were combined, still a few percentage points behind. Meanwhile, in France, President Macron's centrist movement looks to have been narrowly edged into second place by Marine Le Pen's anti-immigration, anti-Brussels national rally. A similar outcome in Italy, where the far-right League is emerging as the largest party. In Greece, the ruling leftist party suffered a heavy, unexpected defeat by the opposition Conservatives.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. There was some relief in Brussels, however, that nationalist parties did not score as big a victory as centrists feared. And there was also a surprise groundswell of support for smaller, strongly pro-EU parties. A French citizen has been sentenced to death in an Iraqi court for being a member of the Islamic State group. 37-year-old Mustafa Mohamed Ibrahim from the Mediterranean city of Nice on Monday became the fourth Frenchman to receive a death sentence in Iraq. On Sunday, three other Frenchmen were sentenced to die. They are among 12 French citizens who were caught in Syria by U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. They were transferred to Iraqi custody in February, and they can appeal their sentences. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.